send your message all over the world. It goes all over the world. So you just, what you heard was not just you. It's all over the world. And the feedback, this is, oh, there were people were calling, was emailing me back. Oh, I was blessed by that word. That's a powerful man of God. I'm glad what he's doing. I said, that was a powerful word. I'm going to use it, you know, to help bless my life. That's that. But that's what it's about, the Holy Spirit blessing people through people. Amen. So I thank God for allowing you to use you, but also allow us the word from this house to be preached in more than one location, even at the same time. And that's a blessing, that the word of God can go from one place at the same time and bless other people. It doesn't matter. Because we're all listening to God, God is speaking to us. Amen. So we bless God for that. And I thank you. So that was my testimony. That was my testimony that God blessed us and God blessed people around the world, actually, literally. From England to Africa to Florida to Chicago to New York to D.C., all over. They were hearing the word of God. Amen. Today, we're going to pray, and I want to read Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21 through 26. Because I want this, today's message is going to be on prophetic decisions. Someone says prophetic decisions. When we talk about the prophetic, I'm talking about God speaking or dealing with God, communicating to us, talking to us. Because how many of y'all know that God speaks? He's from in the beginning of the book, the Bible says that God said to Adam, right? That room is open on the side. The prophetic is God speaking to us. Amen. And when God speaks to us, and even the book of Genesis, it talks about God speaking with Adam, right? God spoke to Abraham. God spoke to different individuals throughout the book of Genesis. But throughout the whole Bible, all the way to the end of the book, it also speaks about, in Revelations, God is still speaking. Amen? So when we're talking about God being a prophetic God, we're talking about God speaking to men to his heart. And he's communicating to him his will, his purpose in their lives. And he's still speaking to us today. And we have to understand that God is a prophetic God. And understand, when we're talking about prophetic, it's also a demonic side of the prophetic, which is when the devil speaks to people. Amen? People come saying, well, I heard a voice say, kill everybody in the house. That's demonic. That's demonic. That's just the devil. Because the devil resides in the spirit realm, in the spirit, and he's speaking to people. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about God speaking to us. And today we're talking about prophetic decisions. And I'm going to ask my wife to help me and read the passage. And then we're gonna, get into this message. I'm gonna pray, and then we're gonna get into this message on the prophetic decisions.
Isaiah 30, 21 through 26. Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, "This is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left." Then you will destroy all your silver idols and your precious gold images. You will throw them out like filthy rags, saying to them, "Good riddance." Then the Lord will bless you with rain at planting time. There will be wonderful harvests and plenty of pasture for your livestock. The oxen and donkeys that till the ground will eat good grain, its chaff blown away by the wind. In that day, when your enemies are slaughtered and the towers fall, there will be streams of water flowing down every mountain and hill. The moon will be as bright as the sun, and the sun will be seven times brighter, like the light of 7 days in one. So it will be when the Lord begins to heal his people and cure the wounds he gave.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, we honor you, and we bless you. Lord, we ask that you remove every hindrance that will cause us not to hear, that would cause us not to receive from you, O God, that would cause us not to hear your voice, O God. Let us look beyond the man and look to you, God, that our help comes from you. And Lord, we thank you that you have chosen vessels to minister to us. And Lord, we receive your ministers that bring us your word. And Lord, we ask that you would just bless us today, Lord. Let us hear clearly. Let us understand with our hearts. And let us move in obedience that we may be blessed, Lord. Because we understand, Lord, that it's not the hearers that are blessed, but the doers that are blessed, Lord. And we thank you and we honor you and praise you. In Jesus' name, and all the people of God said, amen. Amen. God still speaks. And did you know, God has a way in which we should go. He has a way in which we should go. I tell you this, that a man, the success of a person's life is dependent on the decisions he makes in life. How many of y'all believe that? If you continually make bad decisions, do you think you're going to end up in a good place? If you continue to make bad decisions, you're going to end up in a bad place. But when you make good decisions, we know that when you make good decisions, you end up in a good place. A lot of people think that they can make bad decisions and still end in a good place. I like to use this illustration. If you got on I-75 South in Atlanta, Georgia, and go south on I-75 South, how many of y'all believe you will not end up in California? How many of y'all know you won't end up in California? Because I-75 South is going to take you to Florida, not to California. And it'll be foolish for us to think that if we get on I-75 and pray long enough and pray hard enough that somehow we're going to end up in California. It won't happen. Because the decision we make to get on I-75 South has a destination to it. Amen? But if I want to go to California, I have to get on I-20 West. And when I get on I-20 West, it will take me to California, not Florida. Because it's going to Texas, and I go past Texas, and I end up going past over the mountains, Arizona, New Mexico, and I'll finally end up in California. Our decisions determine our destination. But many times when we're trying to make decisions, we don't know where our decisions are going to take us. And that's one of the things that we're incapable of. That's part of our weakness. We don't know where our decisions take us. We just hope we get there. Because I don't believe nobody that ends up poor decided to end up poor and not having. Amen? Somewhere on the line, they thought they were going in the right direction. But the Proverbs, the wise man in Proverbs says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end of that way, or the destination of that way, is destruction. It's not good. But how many of y'all know that God knows the right way to every blessing? How many of y'all know that God always leads us? If we follow the plan of God, it always leads us to blessings. And good things and not bad things. How many of y'all know that? God's way is always right. His way is always right. His decisions is always right. His judgments are always right. And if we're going to make good decisions, we got to have God's decision. Amen? And our decisions have to agree with God's. And so this morning, I want to talk about the prophetic decisions and how we can get the decisions that we get from God. Because when we get the decisions from God, when we hear God speak, when he tells us where to go, he tells us some things in this passage in Isaiah of what's going to happen into our lives. He says, first of all, the things like idolatry, the things that we held like silver and gold, the things that was our decision, we wanted the gold, we wanted the silver. He said, that stuff we're going to put away because we want God's decision now. Because how many of you know you can have silver and you can have gold and still have a messed up life? Because silver and gold can't heal your body of cancer. It can't do it. Silver and gold can't take your kids off drugs. Silver and gold can't heal your marriage. Silver and gold doesn't make you have a good relationship with God. And true enough, silver and gold cannot buy your way into heaven. It doesn't matter. Because some people think that if I have more stuff, everything will be okay. That's not true. God is saying, hear my voice, follow my ways, and everything in your life will turn out right. The wise man Solomon said is when God asked him, what did he want from him? Solomon didn't ask for silver. He didn't ask for gold. How many of you know what he asked for? Wisdom, right? Why? So he can rule the people of God. He was a king. And he needed the direction from God to do with his life as a king. To please God by ministering to his people. And when we get that same attitude, when we ask God for his wisdom, God will do the same thing for us. Amen? Amen. So let me, I want to bring another thing out of this passage of scripture. He says, you're going to deal with your idolatry, but he says the things that we put before God. But then he says, you're going to also, once that happens, God will bless you with rain. He will bless you with rain. In other words, they were in an agricultural society, and when God blesses you with rain in an agricultural society, how many know that everything grows then? Your plants grow, your animals are healthy, and they reproduce and have more animals, and you become quickly a rich person when there's a lot of rain. And you have food and everything. So in their day, they used to use food like money to go and trade for other things. And when you have a lot of it, then you can get a lot of things with that. So he said, I will send the rain. God will bless you with rain and plenty of time. And he says also, there will be streams of flowing water down every mountain and hill. What is he saying there? He said there's going to always be provisions. Always be provisions. Always be provision. I'm dealing with this word prophetic because I know in May we're going to start talking about finances, and part of God's provisions for our finances is also being able to hear his voice. A lot of people don't understand that. It's not just about just giving, it's about hearing his voice. It's about hearing what he wants us to do. Because you can give an offering and still blow the rest of your money and still live in poverty. I know I've seen people do that. But God wants to bless us at where it constantly flows. Constantly flows. And this word about the prophetic, that's why we're teaching it first, so people can understand they need to hear the voice of God. Amen? Someone wants to make that declaration. I need to hear the Lord's voice. Amen. Amen. So this morning I want to give you prerequisites to finding God's decisions. Four prerequisites of finding God's will or finding God's decisions or for making godly decisions. There's four prerequisites that the scripture gives that if we follow these prerequisites, how many of you know what a prerequisite is for? Remembering, you're in school, you're in college, right? Certain classes you can't take until you take other classes, right? That's called a prerequisite. You can't take biology 2 until you've taken biology 1. It's just that simple. They won't allow you to do it. In other words, to get to step number 5, you got to go to step 1, 2, 3, and 4. Amen? And God says, there's some prerequisites for you. When you follow these prerequisites, you will learn to hear the voice of God. And you'll find out what God wants you to do in every decision. Amen? And when that happens, your life will flourish. Your life will move ahead. And it will be blessed. Because you'll hear the voice of the Lord. You'll know what the Lord wants you to do. And then you can obey. How many know you have to know what to obey before you can obey? A lot of people don't know what to obey. They say, obey the Lord. What do you want me to obey? You have two people here. Who do I marry? Do I marry this person or this person? The scripture is not going to tell you who to marry. What if they both are Christians? Well, who do you marry? You don't know. But God knows. And we need to find out what he's saying. Amen? So let us look at the first prerequisite. The first prerequisite is this. We must position ourselves as a living sacrifice to God to know his will. We must position ourselves as a living sacrifice to God to know his will. We must position ourselves as a what? A living sacrifice to know the will of God. If we don't position ourselves to be a living sacrifice to God, we will never know what the will of God is. Let's read the scripture. You want to help me there? You can put a little bass in that. Put some volume in it.
So, brothers and sisters.
So, you're reading from Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 from the New Century Version.
So, brothers and sisters, since God has shown us great mercy, I beg you to offer your lives as a living sacrifice to him. Your offering must be only for God and pleasing to him, which is the spiritual way for you to worship. Do not change yourselves to be like the people of this world, but be changed within by a new way of thinking. Then you will be able to decide what God wants for you. You will know what is good and pleasing to him and what is perfect.
Amen. What he's telling us, he says that we have to give ourselves as a living sacrifice. What is a sacrifice? What is a sacrifice? A sacrifice is something that we give, right? It's something that we have for our own use at one time. But when we give it, it's a sacrifice. That means we no longer have any use. It's no longer ours anymore, right? So he says, God is saying to us, if we want to know his will, we got to give ourselves to him as a living sacrifice. And he says, I don't want you giving yourself as a dead sacrifice, because a dead sacrifice can't do nothing. Now, when I was meditating on that, this is what God showed me about the difference between a living sacrifice and a dead sacrifice. A living sacrifice can make a decision. A dead sacrifice cannot make a decision. So a lot of times, a lot of people want to give themselves to God when they ain't got nothing. They can't make no other decision. If God don't do this, then I ain't going to be done. I will die. But God wants us to give us, he wants us to be a living sacrifice. So while we still got choices in the world, we're going to God and we say, Lord, I know I could do this, but I'm not going to do this because I'm going to trust you and I'm going to give myself to you. You feeling me there? What God is looking for, he wants you in the midst of all of your options. He wants you to choose him. And he wants you to choose only him. He wants you, you could give yourself to yourself. You can give yourself to your job. You can give yourself to other people. You can give yourself to this and give yourself to that. But God is saying, I want you to choose that you're going to give yourself to me. And let me decide what I want to do with your life. I'm reminded when I was in high school, I played football. And I was decent at it. And I was pretty good at it. I got some scholarships. And I wanted to play football. I wanted to play professional football. I wanted to go to college and I was going to learn some more. And I was going to go on to be a professional football player, right? But then the Lord came to me one time. He says, I want you to choose how you're going to live your life. I have a plan for you, but I want you to decide. You can take this plan or that plan. And I had to make a decision in my life. I had to make a decision whether I was going to pursue football or I was going to pursue God. And you know what? I came and I made a mistake. Let me tell you what I did. Because I was thinking for myself. I said, okay, God, I'm going to pursue football. And I will give you some of my time. And I give you money because I can make a whole lot of money. But how many of y'all know God does not want your money? He says obedience is better than sacrifice. A lot of times we just want to give God part of our lives. We want to give him just Sundays. Or we just want to give him some of the things. But how many of you know God wants all of you? That is what pleases him. That's what he wants. He says, I want your energy. I want your time. I want your money. I want everything about you. He says, I want to be able to dictate to you what I want to do. That's what a living sacrifice is. And when we don't give ourselves totally to God, we always make decisions. I made a decision. And I got into a lot of trouble. Following my own way, trying to follow football and doing what I want to do. So I came to the place and said, God, this way is not good. And I had to turn and repent and say, God, here's all of me. Do whatever you want to with me. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Wherever you want me to go, I'll go. That's when God says, now please. That's the kind of sacrifice. It's a sacrifice, a living sacrifice is one where you get to choose whether you're going to give God your totally all your life or not. It's your decision. Not decisions that you, well, this ain't no other decision to make but to choose God. No, he doesn't want, that's a dead sacrifice. That's a sacrifice that you didn't have to make a decision on. Amen? So God wants us, we have to position ourselves as a living sacrifice to know his will. People who don't do that will never know his will. They'll always be, I'll try this and see. I'll try that and see. And I'll try this and see. And before you know it, they're 80 years old and they're getting ready to die. Amen. My second point is this. The second prerequisite, if we want to make godly decisions, the first decision is what? What do we have to do? Position ourselves as a what? A living sacrifice, amen? And a living sacrifice is one who what? Who decides to sacrifice, right? Decides to give to God. Number two is that we must ask God for his decision. We must ask God for his decision. If you don't ask, he won't tell. We must ask God. Someone says we must ask God. But his decision. His decision is his way, his wisdom, his way of doing things. We must ask God his decision. James, if you read for me, honey, James chapter 1, verse 5 through 8.
And this is from the NLT. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking, but when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do.
We have to ask God for his decision. You know what that sounds like? I say, God, I can either do this or this. What do you want me to do? How do you want me to proceed? You're not sitting here going, I'm going to do what I want to do and help God and hopefully God will bless it. Before, you don't ask God to bless it after you've done it. You ask God for his blessing. What do you want me to do in the beginning? He says, if you want to know. If you need wisdom, if you need to know which way to take, you must do first what? Ask God for his wisdom. Ask God for his decision, and he will give it to you. He will not correct you. He won't say, Emmanuel, that's a crazy question. Why are you asking me this? No. He's saying he wants you to ask. He wants you to come to him. Because that means that you are coming to him and believing that he has the right answer. Amen. He said, but when you come to him, you got to make sure that your faith is in him, what? Alone. It can't be halfway in God and halfway in self. It can't be halfway in this or halfway in God and halfway in that. God says, when you come to him, you got to believe that what he says is 100% right. He says, if you don't, you're going to be like a person on a boat. On the sea. Y'all know how it goes. Have you ever been on a boat on the sea? On the water? Have you ever been on a boat? When you're on a boat, the waves, I mean, waves are not stable. Water is not stable. It doesn't have, it just take any form of anything that you put in. It's not stable. He says, I don't want you to say anybody who comes to me wavering, not sure. He said, what happens? They're not sure. Because one day they're going to be for God, and then the next day they're going to be for something else. And they're going to be back and forth between God and not for God. Lord, I'm scared. I don't want to do this. Lord, I tell you I was going to do this yesterday, but I don't know if I want to do it today because I heard somebody else say this might be a better way. God says when you come to him, you must believe that what he says is right and this will get you what you really need. He says, if not, you're going to be like that ship on the water doing like this. You can't stand up on the boat. You'll be falling over. Unstable. He says, your loyalty is divided between God and the world. And they are unstable in everything they do. They're wishy-washy. They change all the time. Change. He says, when you come to God, your faith must be in God alone. It must be in God alone. You say, Lord, for whatever you say do, I'm going to do. You don't have no reservations, Lord. If you say do this, I may not understand how it's going to work out, but I believe you. Because how many of y'all know that God's ways are not our ways? And the way he thinks is not the way we think. And we got to understand when God tells you something, it may not agree with what you would think. But you have to understand that what God says is always right. Amen. So we have to, the first thing we have to do what? Position ourselves as a living sacrifice. Then we must do what? Ask God for his decision. What do you want? You decide, God. And then last, and number three is this. We must completely trust God's decisions and ways. We must completely trust God's decisions and ways. We have to completely trust in God's decisions and ways. Say that with me. We must completely trust in God's decisions and his ways. I don't care what we made. We may have made a different decision, but God says, if you would just trust that I know right. Trust that I know best. Trust that I know the right way to get you where you need to go. When we can do that, God's going to bless us. Amen. He gonna bless us, and he gonna work this thing out just like he said he was. And you don't even know. So I didn't even know you can even do this, God. But I look back. I saw where you just blessed my life, and you brought me to a place, and now I'm just blessed. I'm blessing everything. How many of y'all know the blessings of the Lord adds no sorrow? You know, because if you can get blessed in money and still have blessed and not blessed in your health. I know people that have gotten blessed with millions of dollars, but then their wife left them, they don't know their kids don't like them. Because they had money, but they had sorrow too. Amen? We can be blessed with sorrow. Satan will always bless you, but he will bless you when you have some sorrow. You have to give up something that's going to cause you to cry and cause you to be pain in your heart because it wasn't the blessings of God which adds no Amen. So we must completely trust God's decisions and ways. Look what Proverbs 3:5 says. This is from the NLT.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding.
What did he say? With what? Part of your heart? with all your heart, 99.9% of your heart, all your heart, 100% of your heart is to trust God. I trust God with all, and then he tells us what? Do not what? It's not about what you understand. It's about trusting what God decides. Amen. God took the children of Israel out of Egypt and took them down. He took them the long way, really. He could have took the short way, but he didn't take them the short way through the land of the Philistines. He took them down through the desert. And when he took them down through the desert, it seemed like it wasn't the right way to go. And the Bible says the people started to complain because they did not believe God. They were filled with unbelief. They were filled with not trusting God. But how many of you know God protected them in the desert? He had a plan. They thought they were going to go hungry in the desert, but God always fed them, right? They thought they were going to go thirsty in the desert, but God always gave them water. God says if you follow his way, he will add blessings to your life. There won't be any sorrow. They had never missed anything, even while they're in the desert and they were walking. The Bible says that even the shoes on their feet were out, and the clothes that was on their back for 40 years did not get old. They did not go bad on them, because the blessings of the Lord make the one rich and adds no sorrow. But God says you have to trust him. You have to position yourself as a living sacrifice. Give yourself totally to him. He says you have to ask him for his will. You have to ask him for his decisions. That means that you have to pray and get God before God. And he says, and secondly, he says, when you do that, he says, I want you to trust me completely. Someone says position, ask, trust. My last point is this. You must surrender your will to God's will in every way. We must surrender our will to God's will in every way. Proverbs 3, verse 6, from the NLT says what?
Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take.
He says do what? Seek his will. You know what seeking his will means? It means we acknowledge, we recognize, we surrender to his will in every way. That means that God, I want to do this, but you know what? What do you want me to do? I'm going to leave my will. I'm going to deny what I want to do, and I'm going to follow what you want to do. What is your desire? Because we all have desires. How many of y'all know that? We all have desires. We all have a way that we want things done. We all have a way that we think up our own plans. But God said, if we would just come to the thing and we would come to him and seek his way, Lord, what do you want? He says, you're going to find the right path. He's going to show you the right way to go, and you're going to be blessed in everything you do when you do that. But you have to do it in every way. That means you can't say, Lord, I'm doing this, but I'm going to complain while I'm doing it. Lord, if you want me to go here, I'm mad while I'm doing it. I don't know why I got to do this for the Lord. No, he says, you're going to be happy. Because when you happy, when you say you should be happy, when God tell you to do this, you should be happy. You know why you should be happy? Because if he tell you to do it this way, there's a blessing in it for you. God's going to bless you. If he tells you to do it this way, you got to understand that I'm not going to miss nothing. I'm not going to lose nothing, because God's going to bless me taking his way of doing things. Amen? So we have to, number one, do what? Position ourselves as a what? And then we have to what? Do what? Ask him for his decision. Three, we do what? Completely trust. Amen. Number four, we have to surrender our will to God's will in every way. That's God's will. When you do that, I'm telling you, I found that to be a secret. I found it to be a secret to making right decisions. I'm 47 years old, be 48 this year. But one of the things I found out, that is the secret to making godly decisions. It's a prophetic decision because you have to pray. You have to get it from God. It's not where you just go in scripture and find the scripture and just say, I'm going to do it. It's that you got to hear what God says to do. And when you do, God's going to bless you. You do that, you go to him, and you position yourself, Lord, I give myself whatever you want to do. I give myself to you. I position myself. I give a living sacrifice. I choose to give myself to you. Holy and acceptable. Everything about me is yours. I come to you and I ask. I come to you and I trust you. And I surrender my will to you. And I found out that when I did that, God blessed me beyond I ever could think about. It's amazing what God will do in your life when you just follow these prerequisites. You will never make a bad decision. You'll never make a bad decision. Now, I'm be honest with you, it ain't always comfortable. It ain't always comfortable. Sometimes, because you know how we are, we want to know where God is going next, don't we? We want to know if we got to do something tomorrow and we don't have what it takes to do it, we want to have it in our hands today, right? But we have to have in our mind that God knows best, and He will bless us. I'm going to give you a true story about my grandmother. When I was home last weekend, me and my dad was talking about something that happened when he was a little boy. My grandmother was a single mother. And my dad was the youngest. She had two kids. She had a daughter and then she had a son. He was the youngest. And they were very poor, very poor. In fact, they lived in another country. And they were very, very poor. They didn't have much of nothing. They didn't have like food stamps and stuff like that here. They had nothing. And one day they was hungry because they didn't have no food to eat. It's a true story. It is a true story. They didn't have any food to eat. And my grandmother, she prayed to God and she let God know what she needed some food. And she knew she had two kids that needed to eat. And God told her to fix, just to prepare. She didn't have no food now. She told them to prepare the table as if they were getting ready to eat. Put out the plates and the forks. All the stuff on the table, right? No food. My dad and his sister was looking at each other. They were going like, this mother going crazy. Because they said, we're fixing this plate. And she's asking us to come down at the table. And she said, now we're going to bow our head and pray to God and ask him and thank him for the food he's going to provide. This is true. They sat at the table. And my dad said him and his sister was looking at each other like, his mom going crazy now. We don't have any food. There's nothing in the kitchen. Nothing cooking. And we're praying for God. To thank God for what he provided. But God had told my grandmother to prepare the place. Prepare, pray. After they got finished saying the prayer, there was a knock on the door. And there was a lady with a basket full of food. She said, you know, I was just praying, and God told me to prepare this food for you. And when they got the food, after they finished praying, they sat and ate, knowing that God provided. A lot of times we may not see what God is doing. But God asked us only to trust him. They ate that day because They gave themselves wholly to God. They asked God to show them the way. Then when he decided, God said to fix the food, they trusted God and they surrendered their wills and just did what they God told them to do. And guess what happened? They thanked God for what he was going to do. And they ate that day because God blessed. Amen. God is willing to do that in our lives too. But we have to get those prophetic decisions. What is God deciding? What is he telling us to do? What is his plan for us? When we do that, we'll be blessed. As in every way. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you and we honor you and we bless you. We thank you for all that you've done today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the ears that will hear this message. And we thank you for the blessings and the testimonies that shall come forth. Knowing that after we have done the will of God, you shall perform what you said you're going to do. That we would experience a new level of blessings. We will experience a new level of living by your word. For you said, God, that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And Lord, we understand that when you speak, your word will perform. It will perform. It will do everything that you said it, you sent it to do. And we bless you, God, and we honor you, and we thank you. And we recommit ourselves as a living sacrifice. And Lord, we position ourselves as a living sacrifice, God. And we come to you, and we ask you for your decisions in every area of our lives. And we ask that we completely trust in you, and we surrender all to you. That you may lead us and guide us, that we will know your path and we will take it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Did y'all get something out of that today? I'm telling you, if you follow these things, I'm just not just preaching just for a good Sunday morning, for a Sunday morning message. If we follow these things, I'm telling you, you will have testimony upon testimony upon testimony of what God is doing in your lives. And you will be blessed and you will know that he is Lord. Amen. Amen. Anybody need prayer today? I open this time up for prayer, prophetic ministry, or whatever you need. Amen. Amen. Amen.